I got a really beautiful letter just days ago, and I want to share it with you, but to share it as a story, but it's a true story. And the letter is from one of our priests, Father Ned Marchessault, who is still working in a place where I worked, but briefly, many years back. He's working among the Maasai people, a people very much like the shepherds to whom Jesus came. A people whose homes are very temporary because when the rains don't come and there's not grass for their cattle, they have to pick up and move on. So they are, in the truest sense, shepherds. And Father Ned, from time to time, moves with them to be there reminding them of the good news of Jesus. And he found a way to tell that good news back to us in this letter. It just takes a little background to understand what happened. We have another priest who lives in Pittsburgh but visited out there last year. A priest who has a hearing problem. And so he wears a hearing aid. So he was especially touched when he went among the Maasai people and was at one of their beautiful religious gatherings and saw this one woman who was missing everything that was going on because she couldn't hear. She'd almost gotten used to being unable to hear, and her neighbors had gotten used to just telling her the most important things from time to time because there was so much trouble you had to shout it all to her. So she got left out a lot. And Father Mal, as we call him, the visitor from the United States, knowing what it was like to have trouble with your hearing, was so moved that when he came back to America, he bought a hearing aid for this woman and he sent it out to her. And I want you to hear Father Ned telling what happened. The woman's name is Nontaman. Nontaman is always straining to hear what is said, wanting to be part of the conversation, but invariably unable to catch what people are saying. To her frequent pleas of, "What did you say?" people literally must yell a reply in her ear. Relaxing a little, she just says, "Oh," and makes an appropriate comment. But by that time, the conversation has moved on and Nontaman is left behind again. But 1 week ago, the situation changed dramatically. A little package arrived from Father Mal. It contained a hearing aid, plenty of spare batteries, and a book of instructions. It happened that on that day, Nontaman, her husband, their little daughter, and many people from their village came by. Everyone was sitting around drinking tea, engaged in animated conversation. Nontaman, as usual, was on the sidelines, straining, mostly unsuccessfully, to catch a word here and there. At this point, Father Ned says, "I produced the gift from Father Mal," and everyone laughed when I said inside was a little machine that would make Nontaman able to hear. When this was yelled into her ear, she did not laugh. The expression on her face indicated she was hurt, that I would make a joke of something that caused her so much pain. As I pulled the little package out and inserted the plastic into Nontaman's ear, I told her, "It's no joke." And as soon as it was in her ear, she was transfixed, her face frozen in fear, dismay, I don't know what. Slowly it dawned on her. She was hearing voices from all over the room. She responded to a remark someone made in a quiet tone of voice on the other side of the room. All conversation stopped dead. People got funny expressions on their faces. Out of the silence came a small cry from Naantman. I hear you. After the initial consternation, everyone wanted to talk to Naantman. It became like a little game with everybody wanting to try out in ever lower tones of voice from further and further away. It was Christmas. Everyone was standing around with silly, happy faces, enjoying a birth. Naantman, being born again right there in our midst. Happy Christmas, Ned. Just want to add two little things. I shared this letter, which moved me so much, with my sister Mary, who works as a social worker and is very sensitive to the complexities of helping people with problems. And she said, my goodness, that was bold. I said, what? She said, Father Ned just said she will hear. He didn't say, now, Naantman. You know, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. This is a very technical thing. He just said, Naantman, you will hear. And the other little thing I have to share with you is that Father Mal, who lives in Pittsburgh and has access to virtually any great doctor in the United States and has had several operations and God knows how many hearing aids, still can't hear very well. Somehow or other, he managed to give a gift even beyond his own abilities to someone else. And Father Ned dared to believe, as all of us must, but especially on Christmas, that if you believe deeply enough, no matter how troubled the world, no matter how weighty the problems, no matter how seemingly impossible the obstacles in our way, if you just dare to believe, but especially in the power of Jesus come among us, it will come true.